This is the WGXC News. I'm Tom Rowe. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local blogs, Twitter feeds, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. The Wyndham Ashland Jewett Central School District holds a referendum on Tuesday, November 22nd that would authorize or not the district to borrow up to $4 million to pay for storm damage, cleanup, and repairs from Hurricane Irene-related flooding while waiting for money from FEMA and other sources to be dispersed. Voting takes place in the school cafeteria from 1 to 9 p.m. Also in election news, Tom Casey in the Register Star reports that Columbia County election officials have been tabulating absentee ballots and have not released any unofficial results yet. Still, he goes ahead and reports what he is told by political operatives, quote, observers of the count. WGXC only prints election results that are public to all and come from election officials, and those will still come in a few days. Casey also reports that canvassing all the absentee and other ballots continues through Thursday, and official results will be released after that. Casey reports that representatives from the two sides in the Hudson mayoral election met before a judge to work out how to count ballots at one table together with, quote, representatives of all the official candidates. You can read that full story in the Register Star. President Barack Obama signed the Vow to Hire Heroes Act of 2011, one small part of his jobs bill that has faced rejection from Republicans in Congress. This bill, however, sailed through the U.S. House of Representatives with a unanimous vote last week. The bill, co-sponsored by New York junior Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, includes tax credits for employers hiring veterans and training transition veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan into new jobs. Both wars are winding down now, and more veterans will be returning home in a desperate job market. Quote, I'm thrilled that Congress has chosen to suspend partisan gridlock in favor of putting our brave men and women in uniform back to work, unquote, said Senator Gillibrand in a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee in a press release. Today is Tuesday, November 22nd, and the National Weather Service predicts that rain may begin after 5 p.m. There's a 30% chance of rain with a high near 47. Tuesday night, there's an 80% chance of rain with a low around 40. The rest of the week, the forecast is Wednesday rain mainly before 2 p.m., high near 49. Thanksgiving Day should be sunny with a high near 49. Friday, also sunny with a high near 56. Town meetings today. It's the fourth Tuesday of the month, and there's a meeting in Greenport. The planning board meets at 7:30 p.m. at Greenport Town Hall. And in Hudson, the Common Council Economic Development Committee meets at 6 p.m. at City Hall. The sun rises at 6:50 a.m. and sets at 4:34 p.m. And the moon rises at 3:38 a.m. and sets at 2:32 in the afternoon. Birthdays for November 22nd include Hoagie Carmichael, the composer, Terry Gilliam, the actor, comedian, director, and Billie Jean King, the tennis player, Stephen Van Zandt, the guitarist, Tina Weymouth, the bassist, Michael Kenneth Williams, the actor in The Wire, and Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, who got their start here at Bard College nearby. Tune in to the WGXC afternoon show at 4 p.m. today. Antonio Flores Lobos is the host on WGXC 90.7 FM.